And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continuously in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
May all your heart Israel.
Eternal light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our story today by Morton Wishengrad is an adaptation of a story by Carl Emil Franzos entitled The Savior of Barnau. Appearing as the cantor is Joe DeSantis. The narrator is Barry Kroger.
La 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 la.
I myself play the violin. And who is singing? It is a foolish question. Who else in the town of Barnau can sing like that, if not Mendel Abendstern, the cantor? What would you say if I told you that this same little Mendele, the cantor, once saved us all from losing our lives? You would laugh. Well, I can't blame you. For I must admit that Mendele is a very queer little man. First, Mendele does not know how to walk. He trots. Second, Mendele does not know how to talk. He sings. Third, when he is singing a prayer, does he sing like you or me? Sometimes. But sometimes also he will sing the hymn as if it were a waltz and fidget from one leg to another as if he were a dancer in a theater instead of a cantor in a synagogue. In brief, Mendel Abendstern is a gray-haired man no taller than a child and with the ways and heart of a child. And he saved the lives of the people of Barnau. Go on. Laugh if you want to. I don't mind. Suppose 80 years ago, if you were alive then, you would have come to Mendele in the town of Barnau and asked a reasonable question. Just suppose.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you show me to the rabbi's house?
I can, but I won't.
Well, excuse me.
What for? Do you excuse me?
Certainly not.
Then why should I excuse you?
My dear man, I asked a civil question. All I want is to be shown to the rabbi's house.
Why?
I want him to solve an important problem.
Such as?
Do you think you can answer?
Ask.
Very well. My question is, what is a human being?
Very simple.
Then you know the answer?
Naturally. A human being may be compared to a lady's tailor.
To a lady's tailor?
Naturally. A lady's tailor goes on living till he dies. And the same is true of a human being.
That never would have occurred to me. My dear man, what is your name?
The same name as my grandfather.
And what was your grandfather's name?
Same name as mine.
I mean, what do they call you when they summon you to eat?
When food is on the table, no one has to call me. I'm the first one there.
I give up.
You do?
Absolutely.
Then I will tell you. My name is Mendele, and the rabbi's house is across the street. A very good day to you.
There's no point in being irritated with little Mendele. If you have forgotten, I say it once more. He saved us all from a terrible death. Now, there would have been no danger if the agent of our master, Count Bortinsky, had remained alive. The Count lived in Paris, and his agent lived here in Barnau, and was supreme. The agent collected the Count's taxes approximately 58 times during the year, asked for an occasional bribe for himself, stole from us no more than was necessary, and allowed us to live in peace. And little Mendela was the agent's favorite.
Mendela?
Yes, Your Excellency.
My wife has made me promise that I would buy her a fox terrier.
She has?
Oh, not just an ordinary fox terrier. The very best.
No more than right, Your Excellency.
Get me one, Mendela.
Of course, Your Excellency. At once. How much is Your Excellency willing to pay for a good fox terrier?
Mendela, not just good, the best.
Exactly. How much do you wish to pay?
50 crowns.
Impossible.
Mendela, I said 50, not 15.
Your Excellency, I said impossible.
Well, how much then?
At least 100 crowns.
Oh, that's a large sum. Well, all right. Go out and get me the best fox terrier. Only, Mendela, hurry. I said hurry. What are you standing there for?
Your Excellency.
Well?
Tell me, Your Excellency, what is a fox terrier?
The agent of Count Bortinsky laughed so hard they heard him 6 towns away. The agent was a good-natured man. Unfortunately, he was not long for this world. One day, after a particularly good dinner, this fine man was seized with apoplexy and died. The whole district stood outside the church and mourned for him. First, because we liked him, and second, because who knew what his successor would be like? In time, his successor arrived. Our fears were well grounded. His name was Friedrich Vollmann. Our first experience with the new agent was at the wedding of Shmuel, the apothecary's son. As usual, at all weddings, Mendela sang and I played my violin.
You stop on my account, eh? I'm flattered.
Come in, Your Excellency. You are welcome.
Who are you?
They call me Mendela. Will you have some wine, Your Excellency? I assure you, you're welcome.
I am not welcome.
But, Your Excellency, I assure you...
You are wrong. I do not wish to be welcome here. Which one is the apothecary's son?
I am.
Come with me.
This is a wedding feast, Your Excellency. Shmuel is the bridegroom.
I do not speak to you. You, come with me.
Where?
I am not in the habit of being questioned.
I must ask you where I'm to go.
Where I send you.
And that is?
You are insolent, young man.
Where am I to be sent?
Where insolence can be corrected. To the army of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor of Austria.
I wish to see my conscription order.
You do, eh? Here.
This order is blank. No name has been filled in.
Your name is Shmuel. Your second name?
Eisner. Shmuel Eisner.
Consider the blank filled in. Young man, your fists are clenched. I do not like it.
Who do you think you are?
I am the new agent of Count Bortinsky. I am now the sole authority in the district of Barnau. I, Friedrich Vollmann. I am law. I am justice. I am life or death. Get your things and come.
He was not jesting. He proved it. He disturbed our feasts. He increased our taxes threefold. And he showed by every act that he hated us with a deadly hatred. He oppressed and squeezed us without reason or mercy. Even little Mendela was afraid of him, which was strange, for Mendela was the most timid man in Barnau and therefore the most aggressive. the townspeople of Barnau learned to dread each occasion when a new edict was posted in front of the synagogue.
Mendler, where are you running?
I don't want to see what it says. It's bound to be bad.
Nonsense. Listen, Mendler. This time he doesn't want anything from us. Come back.
He doesn't want anything from us? Are you sure?
You remember the leopard in Count Bortinsky's private menagerie?
Who is talking about leopards?
The notices. Read it for yourself.
Last night, a leopard belonging to the menagerie of Count Bortinsky escaped from its cage. The district of Barnau is hereby warned. Whoever comes upon the animal is obligated by law to slay it and to notify the undersigned, signed Friedrich Vollmann, agent. I'm leaving town right away.
Mendler, are you insane?
I'm leaving town this moment. I do not want to be killed.
Good Lord, Mendler, you're not a leopard. You're a canter.
You don't understand. They'll kill me first, and then how am I going to prove I'm not a leopard?
Mendler, it is I, your friend.
I want no business with Count Bortinsky's leopard. Go away.
Mendler, I swear to you, I am not a leopard. Listen, I brought my violin.
What kind of a leopard plays the violin?
Please don't be disappointed, Mendler. I am not a leopard, only a fiddle player.
If you say so, it must be. You're sure?
Positive.
I'm not convinced. Sanji. Now I'm convinced. A leopard would be ashamed to make such a sound. What do you want?
Mendler, have you heard the news?
I knew it all the time.
Huh?
I knew it all the time.
You knew what?
That His Excellency Herr Vollmann was once a member of our faith, and that he forswore his religion.
You knew it?
Only such a man could hate us so much. I guessed it the first day.
Mendler, you astound me. How could you have become so smart?
By obeying my instinct. And my instinct now informs me that there's plenty of trouble waiting for us.
Trouble ahead there was. And little Mendler the Cantor saved us from destruction. You must not laugh. I shall relate the events to you. First, you must know that in those days, it wasn't the most pleasant thing in the world to be conscripted as a soldier. Especially for the armies of the Tsar of Russia.
Why?
What a question.
Conscription was for 25 years. 25!
Therefore, many tried to escape by crossing the border. If a Christian were caught at the frontier, he was merely beaten for several months and restored to the army as soon as his bones had healed. But if one of our faith were caught, and may it never be said of you, he was worse than 6 times dead, much worse. And so it happened that a fugitive crossed the border. And where should he come but to the town of Barnau?
Please believe me. I didn't object to service in the Tsar's army.
For a non-objector, you come a good distance.
I was ready to serve, even more than 25 years. The first thing they did was to take away my phylacteries and my prayer shawl.
Barbarians. You better not tell me what the second thing was. I have a weak stomach.
Will you hide me here?
Naturally. On the Sabbath, we read in the Bible, thou shalt not deliver unto his master the servant which is escaped his master unto thee. Hide in the cellar. I will speak to the elders of the congregation. They will know what to do.
I shall waste no time with you. Where is he?
Are you speaking to me, Your Excellency?
I am speaking to all of you. Where is the fugitive? Don't trifle with me. The Russian government has sent a full description to every district in Austria and Hungary.
There are many districts in Austria, Your Excellency.
Not another word from you. Where is the fugitive? I have reason to believe that he is in Varnau. I want him.
Your Excellency, we can tell you nothing.
I said I want him.
Mendeleff, have you seen the fugitive?
Me? I'm only a cantor. What does a cantor see?
Shut up.
Yes, Your Excellency.
I said shut up.
I'm shutting, Your Excellency.
Shut up! Listen to me, all of you. I have prayed for this. Do you hear? I have prayed for just such an opportunity. You do not know me. You hear? You do not know me. I will find this boy who is hiding here. I'll find him. And then I swear that the congregation of Barnau shall know me. Now go home and pray. Pray hard.
Why don't you be still? Haven't you caused enough trouble? Who asked you to come here?
Mendeleff, are you going to give me up?
I'm a very timid man.
I'll go somewhere else.
Without a passport?
What does it matter?
You'll stay here until we find a safer place for you.
Mendeleff, I thought you said you were a timid man.
I'm a coward. When I meet Herr Vollmann, my seventh liver flies up to my chest. Now, what did you really want to ask me? You were about to criticize my singing, no doubt.
Mendeleff, how did you know?
Does anyone ever praise a cantor singing? What was your question?
I was watching you. Mendeleff, when you sing, why do you cup your hand behind your ear?
I've been doing it for 45 years without knowing why, and now comes a whippersnapper like you and wants to know. Be good enough to hold your tongue. Tomorrow is the Day of Atonement, and whether Herr Vollmann likes it or not, I, Mendeleff the cantor, will be in good voice. Hand me the bowl of raw eggs.
Dusk began to fall on the eve of the Day of Atonement. There was a feeling almost of terror in the town of Barnau. The synagogue was bright with wax candles, and the entire congregation hastened there with a broken and contrite heart to confess their sins before God. For at that solemn fast, we meet to pray the Judge of all men be gracious to us, and from his mercy to forgive us our trespasses. We assembled in the synagogue, and among us stood the poor fugitive. Little Mendeleff took his place before the Holy Ark and prepared to sing the first solemn notes of Kol Nidre. There was a hush, and then the awful stillness was broken by a blasphemous sound.
Men, lock every door, seal every window. Let no one out.
He had come on the holiest of days to desecrate the mercy of God with his sinful anger. Herr Vollmann faced the congregation as little Mendeleff drew back in terror. But the elders of the congregation came forward with quiet humility.
My dear sir, if you wish to pray with us, we bid you welcome.
I have not come for prayer. Where is he?
I shall not tell you. Please go. You know, I know that you know what day this is. Please go and allow us to pray in peace.
The young man is here. I want him.
I ask you again, allow us to pray in peace.
Not before you give him up. He's here. I have proof. Very well. I see that kindness has no effect on you. I will stay.
Very well, Your Excellency.
Wait. When the service is over, I arrest him. You understand? And what I do to you and to every man, woman, and child of the congregation of Barnau, you will not soon forget. Now, go on with your prayers. I have time to wait.
We knew it was not an empty threat. But this was Yom Kippur. This was the Day of Atonement. And we were in God's hands and had no fear for ourselves. But little Mendela trembled in every limb. All at once, he drew himself up and began to sing. Kol Nidre, the ancient, simple melody which no one who has heard can ever forget. At first, the voice of little Mendela trembled. He sounded weak and quavering. But the words and the melody gave him strength. He filled the edifice with the holy sound. He thrilled the hearts of the worshippers. He rose to the throne of God. Little Mendela never again sang as he sang that evening of Yom Kippur. He was transfigured. No longer was he the absurd little man we had smiled upon. He was a priest of Israel, pleading with God for humanity. In the sound of his voice were unspeakable woes and innumerable tears and unquenchable faith. And something else. Pride. Yes. Pride. And dignity. And courage.
Little Mendela has fainted.
Little Mendela had fallen in the service of God. But that was not all. Herr Vollmann had fallen also in another way. He rose from where he was sitting, his face pale, his knees shaking. Strong man that he was, he could hardly stand. His eyes shone as though through tears, and he tottered down the aisle to the entrance door and gave his soldiers a sign to follow. Everyone guessed what had happened, but no one spoke of it. On the day after Yom Kippur, His Excellency sent for the elders of the congregation and handed them a blank passport for the fugitive. Barely a word was exchanged. It was not a time for words. Myself, I play the violin, and little Mendela sings. Who else in all the world can sing this way? There's only one answer. Mendela Abendstern, the little cantor of Barnau, the savior of Barnau. And from that day, we no longer smile at Mendela. It was a lesson to us. Let it teach you also. Let it teach you to think twice before saying who is great and who is small, who is weak and who is mighty.
If you would like a free copy of today's script, write to The Eternal Light, 3080 Broadway, New York, 27, New York. And now we present Rabbi Theodore Friedman of the Jackson Heights Jewish Center. Rabbi Friedman.
Win what victories we will, on the field of battle or in the arena of life, it is provided in the essence of things that trouble and danger shall never utterly depart from us. The poet of the book of Job knew this when, with finality, he declared, Man is born to trouble as the sparks fly upward. Into every life, there comes the experience that pulling us taut on the rack of peril or difficulty tests the mettle of our being. Under the fierce pressure of circumstance turned desperate, unexpected and wonderful things are revealed. In the testing hour, ordinary, run-of-the-mill men and women put on new and unsuspected strength and rise to heroic heights. Like sudden summer lightning, they blaze across the sky, and their light is never forgotten. Who would have dreamed that Mendel of Barnau, that whimsical clown with the stature of a boy, would, in the decisive hour, stand revealed as the savior of his community? Who would have suspected that when strong men would quail, he would carry on with an unflinching bravery and turn defeat into victory? When the testing hour of humanity came in the war, who would have suspected that there would be hundreds and thousands of Mendelers of Barnau, simple, everyday folk, who would run mortal risks and face nameless fears in order to save hunted men, women, and children from the dread hand of the enemy? True, it took the night to bring out the stars, but thank God for the stars. Always when night falls, we may be confident that here and there, from out of unsuspected places, the brave and generous deed will shine forth. In this day of uncertainty and confusion, it is no small thing to know that all around us there are untapped reservoirs of courage and goodness hiding beneath commonplace exteriors. It gives a man fresh confidence. It braces him for the morrow. For aught he knows, there may be hidden somewheres within him a Mendel of Barnau ready to shine in the day of darkness.
Thank you, Rabbi Friedman. Today's drama was adapted by Morton Wishengrad and based on a story by Carl Emil Franzos entitled The Savior of Barnau. The music was composed by Morris Momorsky and conducted by Milton Katims. The narrator was Barry Kroger, and Mendler was portrayed by Joe DeSantis. Cantor David Putterman was the soloist. The entire production was under the direction of Frank Papp. If you would like a free copy of today's script, write to The Eternal Light, 3080 Broadway, New York, 27, New York. This program is a weekly presentation of the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations, and comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.